follow Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
At Kevin Tachi, it is that easy. So just want to make sure folks know that. And also can find our Facebook page. We invite folks to like it and to make comments about that. So, Joe, what did you think of our last call, our last segment?
It was good.
He's so basic, right to the point. Just want to tease folks with next week. Joe will actually want to talk a little bit about his. We were supposed to do it this week, and part of an apology. We had a busy lineup. I mean, we get Super
just
Tuesday
slammed right now.
Super Tuesday. Well, look at all the guests. That
I know.
It's like one right after the other, Joe.
Good.
We're not done yet. Now, I believe we have standby on the line. Our next guest, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Doctor,
that's right.
Are you
Hi.
There?
I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to Monday Night Talk. Thank you for joining us for a few moments.
Thank you.
Now, the good doctor is not only a research psychologist, but she's also a psychoanalyst and an author, and she's going to join us for a few moments. I thought it was kind of proper. We were going to do it last week, but we thought it would be better on the cusp of Super Tuesday because there are, up to 13 states that are at stake, and a lot of folks are nervous and worried about the Donald Trump effect, and that is that if Donald is successful tomorrow night, that he'll be unstoppable, and he'll gain the Republican nomination to be head up against, a lot of folks think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. We'll see what ends up happening. So the idea was to have Dr. Frieda on to talk about why it is that America is people are so enamored with Donald Trump.
Well, that's an excellent question, and we're still trying to figure it out. You know, but here's what it's really all about. He loves the media attention, negative or positive. As long as we're all talking about him, then he's still someone that we have to reckon with. People are actually followers of his that don't even care what he's going to say anymore. They're just sold on him. He is someone who supports the underdog, someone who supports people who are having difficulty economically, who are not educated, and who feel stuck. And he is talking directly to these people.
Do you think that people find him as a representative for them, and kind of like what you were talking about, like he represents them in, you know, some way by saying the things he says, like, you know, he just recently said that he loves the poorly educated, which, you know, he was in Nevada. I mean, do you think that when he says stuff like that, he does grab that group of people and they say, yeah, that he is for me?
Absolutely. You know, he's not politically correct. And people like that because they feel like politically correct means political liars. And so they don't even trust what that means anymore. So being an outsider, someone that they can identify with, they have not been happy with the government. And although all these other people, all these people who are oppositional are opposing him, all the people who are also debating him, they're giving a different message. They're not talking to this certain community that Donald is talking to. So they really do feel understood. And as I said, he has these followers that, look, when he talks about something that's so inappropriate, and then he's going to have a comeback, you know that. He's going to say, well, he meant it this way. But he knows he has someone's attention. He has the public's ear. He has everyone glued to the television set to hear what he's going to say next. So he's center stage, and that's what he wants to be. That's what he's all about.
Now, we've kind of gone over what he, you know, what he does and what he says. But do you, you know, there's a lot of discussion now, especially after the last debate, on whether Donald Trump is authentic in a lot of the stuff that he says. What is your take on, you know, whether he is authentic in the fact that, you know, he's going to do what he says, or at least attempt to do what he says? And to kind of piggyback on that is,
I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be great.
Well, is he going to be, is he authentic? And then do people believe in voting for him, or do they care whether he is authentic or not?
No, that's an excellent question. You know, when he says, I'm going to make America great again, he really looks like he means it. He really says it in such a way, with such passion, that it's not something that's studied or scripted. You know, when he speaks, it's not rehearsed. It's something that is coming spontaneously, and people love that. Yes, he's saying that he's going to make America great again. He really looks like he's going to mean it and really work on it. He has a passion for what he is saying, and people love that, that he is all there. He does not look as if he is studied at all. He doesn't wave to people who are not there, as some of the other candidates do. He doesn't smile all the time, as some of the other candidates do. He just isn't studied. So people love the realness of Donald Trump.
But how long will this angst last? When is there ever going to be a time where folks will get over their anger, or do you feel that they are so upset with how Washington, how things have transpired down in D.C. with our current leadership, that they just want to stick somebody in there to kind of shake things up?
Absolutely, and that's why Donald Trump will be the one who's going to be debating one of the Democratic candidates, and it looks like it may be Hillary. I'm not quite sure yet. But, you know, she represents Obama. She represents what we've had all these years, and she has a great amount of followers as well. So that's going to be interesting, because she's going to want to talk about the facts. When he speaks, if there's any distraction, he sort of goes in that direction, and the facts are no longer there. But look, people love that. When he's going to have to debate one-on-one, he is really going to have to face the facts, and he's going to have to give real answers with real issues, and that's when we'll really get to see who Donald Trump really is and what he really has to offer our country.
Have you heard anything that he has said of substance that he has to offer, other than what his immigration plan will be and that we're going to be seen as great around the world?
Well, you know, he talks about China and trade and business. Yep. He is an excellent businessman, and he knows how to make deals work. We need that. Our country really needs someone who is going to make those kind of financial decisions and take care of us. You know, we want leadership qualities, and he seems to embody that. He has this loud voice. He has this loud presence. He has charisma. I'm not saying that you should vote for him. I hope you don't think I'm leaning towards him.
No.
I'm just telling you why people are really going in that direction, because he's saying, look, I'm going to protect you. I'm not going to be a wimp. There's terrorism out there. There's murders out there. They're coming to our country. I'm going to go after them. I'm going to be just as big a bully as they are. Don't worry. And that's what people feel. They want someone who's going to be aggressive now. They don't want someone to step back and think about it. You know, we live in different times, and our decisions need to be different than the way they used to be. And Donald seems to say to this country of ours, the decisions that need to be made now are tougher and different. We just can't only talk about our economy. We need to talk about people infiltrating our country, and who are they going to kill off, and how are we going to stop them from doing this?
Our guest has been Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, and she is the author of What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. Is that correct?
That's it. You got it.
Okay. Do you have a website or something if folks want to follow you?
Sure, it's drfrieda.com.
Oh, that's easy.
D-O-C-T-O-R, Dr. Frieda.
Doctor, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And let's try to have you back on if this Donald Trump phenomenon continues, if it keeps going. I definitely would like to have you back on and assess the situation.
Absolutely. You know, he always entertains us, and he's always fun to watch. He has a great audience, a huge, as I should say his words, audience.
Huge.
So, he'll be around for a while, what can I tell you?
Doctor, I want to say you've been great, but you're fired. Sorry.
Well, thank you, and my pleasure, and be well.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, that was a bad impression of Donald Trump there. You're fired. I don't know. Watch too much Celebrity Apprentice.
You try too hard.
What did you think? What did you think of her assessment?
Well, you know, I won't say that I 100% support Donald Trump, but what I'll say is that if I was going to, I look at him this way. He may not do exactly what he says, but at least he's going to do something about it, whereas I don't believe anybody else will. So that's the way I look at Donald Trump.